time is running out to make 2025 your best year yet. If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and finally achieve your biggest goals, join me on December 27th for a two-hour goal-setting work session. This is your chance to set clear and compelling goals and create a step-by-step plan to crush them in 2025. There's only a few spots left. Registration closes soon. Listen, it's $97 and there's absolutely zero risk. If you don't love it, I will refund your money. So don't wait. Go to jimharshawjr.com/GSWS. That's for goal setting work session. jimharshawjr.com/GSWS. If you're on the email list, you're already getting this in your inbox on Monday and you have the email link in your inbox. So let's get started. Let's go make 2025 the best year yet for you and the year you finally hit your stride. I look forward to working directly with you in the session.
I do understand how strong the paradigm can become and how it can limit us and hold us back. And unless you've got a really strong coach with the know-how and the understanding, you're not going to be able to break free by yourself. Keep trying, but I couldn't break free by myself.
Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harshaw Jr., and today I'm bringing you Chris Patterson. Today I'm bringing you Chris Patterson, and we have this just awesome, super fun conversation that is packed with insights that are probably going to maybe flip your perspective on what you think is possible for your life. Chris has probably what I would call an unexpected philosophy on transforming habits. It's a method that he shares that sounds almost too good to be true, but he's seen it create life-changing results for his clients and for himself. He's lived this journey. He had a challenging past, which he shares a little bit about, and he's turned this into just incredible success. And he believes that reprogramming your mind doesn't require years of therapy. It doesn't require drastic life events, but really it's just this straightforward technique that he shares that is proven to work and it's probably not what you expect. And we even talk about the science behind the method and, to be honest, the overlap of the science and the spirituality and kind of where they collide, where they overlap. And Chris talks about how it's not just about grit, it's not just about hustle, it's about these tactics that you can do. And by the end, you'll really see how this unique paradigm shift, this strategy, this simple yet powerful daily practice is something you can start today and can really expand your mind. And so we're going to talk about the mechanics of success here with Coach Chris Patterson. Let's go ahead and dive in. Here we go, my interview with Coach Chris Patterson. You had a rough start in life, you know, losing jobs, struggling with depression. What was the moment that turned things around for you?
Yeah, I went through a lot of challenges as a young man, especially when in my early 20s, I had what I call my season of loss. So I lost my education. I dropped out of university to my parents' chagrin. Then I lost four jobs in a row. Not one, not two, not three, but four. I had a terrible attitude. I was tremendously insecure. I lost a girl that I thought I was going to marry. And that all sent me into a downward spiral where I lost my mind. And I went into a deep, deep depression. And, you know, I think the moment everything kind of got turned around for me, though, I had made a decision that I was going to take my own life. I had spent a year being unbelievably depressed. I was driving around the city, punching the steering wheel, smoking cigarettes, angry, upset, hurt, scared, full of fear. And I remember I put a bottle of Captain Morgan spiced rum and a bottle of sleeping pills on my nightstand. And I thought, okay, tonight's the night. I'm doing it. I'm just going to take my own life. And, you know, it's hard when people are that depressed, you actually feel like you're on fire, feel like you're burning to death. It's hard to explain the pain when it's that serious. So I just wanted to put the fire out. I just wanted to stop the pain. I just wanted to move on. So I went to go say goodbye to my father. He was the only person I wanted to say goodbye to. I remember walking into his home. I sat down on the couch I always sat down across from him with. And long story short, he looked at me and he said, Chris, he said, you've tried drinking. You've tried drugs. You've tried women. You've tried money. You've tried power. You've tried everything this world has to offer. And he knew I was hurting. And he said, when are you going to give God a chance? That was the moment that everything turned around for me because I was operating in 100% fear. I had zero faith that things were going to get better. I was convinced that things were just going to continue to spiral out of control. So, you know, making that decision with my dad and having something outside of myself to look to and have hope in, that really was the defining moment that changed everything for me.
So what happened after that? Were there actions that you took? Were there steps that you took? Were there people who you talked to? I mean, what happened the next morning?
Well, the next morning I woke up. And that was a victory in itself, because I was absolutely convinced that I was just going to go ahead and take my own life. And that was that. But something kind of incredible happened afterwards, though. I got a phone call from my father a couple of weeks later. And he said, son, how would you like to go to a success seminar with me? So I ended up joining him at the Palace of Auburn Hills in Michigan. And there was several people that were speaking. Now, me with my bad attitude, I was really judgmental and crossing my arms and who's this guy think he is? And this guy's not helping me. And, you know, I had just a bad attitude, right? But then a man came out on stage and he was marching up and down and the place was going ballistic. It was, I've never felt that kind of energy in one room in my life. And I looked over at my dad and I said, Dad, who in the world is this guy? And he said, son, if you don't pay attention to anybody else, he said, please pay attention to him. This gentleman's name is Zig Ziglar. For those of you who don't know, Zig had impacted over 250 million people in his lifetime. He had written 33 books, many of them bestsellers, countless CDs, downloads of his material over time. And he was a juggernaut in the personal development space back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s for sure. So I left there with a set of cassettes. And I started listening to them over and over and over again. And eventually my mind started to change. I started to think differently. I started to act differently. I started to do things differently. And it was because of the repetition of the information that I was putting into my mind. You are where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change where you are. More importantly, you can change who you are by changing what goes into your mind. So I know you're a big proponent of self-development, and I'm sure you've read countless books. I see them behind you there, and be around the right types of people. When you really start to decide to become the best version of yourself, it really just is a matter of changing what's going into your mind that'll set you free.
So is this still a habit that you have today? I mean, in my program, we talk about something called the environment of excellence, and this is part of it is the media that is coming into, you know, the media, the messages, and controlling the messages that are coming into your mind and into your life. I mean, is this still something that you do today, or is this just something you did for a while and then, hey, I'm good and I don't have to worry about that anymore?
It's interesting. Nothing's helped me more than repetitively listening to positive information. I've seen therapists, and back in the day I was taking pills and all these different things, but honestly, you can change the way that you think, act, and behave by changing the types of information that goes into your mind. So I've taken it to a whole different level. I actually coach and I teach this stuff. I've actually got a program called Thinking Into Results. And what we do in that program is we help people reprogram a lot of the negative subconscious thoughts that have come to us through our upbringing, through our parents, through our environment. And there's two ways to change what we call the paradigm. By the way, a lot of people don't know what a paradigm is. So I'll give you a little bit of an explanation here. I've got this little cube, and inside this cube is every habit, every self-limiting belief, every thought, every memory. And each one of us have one of these stuck in our mind. The paradigm is very, very strong. It makes up who we are. So in order to change the paradigm, especially if you're in a negative pathway, in order to change it, there's only two ways. One is through a traumatic event. We don't want that. You know, divorce, car accident, bankruptcy, etc. That will shock us. That will shock our mindset and change the way that we think, act, and behave. That's the worst way to do it. The best way to do it, though, is through repetition. And it's so simple that most people miss it. So the more we can repeat what it is that we actually want, our ideal life, our ideal situation, our ideal body, our ideal financial circumstances, the more we can repeat that, eventually we're literally creating neural pathways in the mind, and all of a sudden we become a different person. So I'll give you an example. I have these little goal cards. All my students get these little cards, and they're, you know, they're simple and silly, but boy, are they ever profound, because I'll just share one from a couple years ago. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm lean and fit. I am healthy. I enjoy healthy food. I look amazing with tons of energy, and I weigh between 205 and 210 pounds. Now, when I wrote this, I was 30 pounds overweight. And I got on the scale last week, and I'm 207. I'm right at my perfect goal weight, right? Between 205 and 210. And I looked at it, and I went, wow, I did it. And then I realized I had set that goal in 2022. The only thing that we really don't have control over is the gestation period, how long it takes for that actually to grow and become that mighty oak tree. But if we can repeat it long enough, strong enough, and keep that image in our mind over a period of time, it will happen. But so many people give up, and so many people stop the repetition. And so people go, oh, this isn't working. And what is that speaking to them? It's actually their paradigm telling them, don't do this. So change is uncomfortable for human beings, but if we got to get out of the comfort zone if we want to get to a different place in life.
For the listener, you've heard this from very successful people and people who work with other very successful people so many times on this podcast. There's a book right behind me called The Confident Mind. If you're not watching on YouTube, Chris just held up a cube and he held up a card and I'm holding up a book now. So make sure you're checking this out on YouTube as well. But there's a book called The Confident Mind by Dr. Nate Zinsser. And he's a performance psychologist and worked for 30 years as the director of performance at West Point. I mean, he talked about this stuff. These are habits. There's an episode I recorded called on the Pathfinder Vision. Pathfinders are my clients in the Reveal Your Path program. And last year at the retreat, I had all my clients that were there create their Pathfinder Vision. This is, Chris saw me just pick it up. It's within arm's reach of me inside of my journal where I write down every morning what I'm grateful for and how I make today great and affirmations. This is the thing. I mean, this is the habit. This is something that you have to do. You can't do it, like Chris said, you can't do it for a little while and say, ah, this doesn't work for me, or that's weird. Like, who does that kind of thing? Because you're right, it is weird. Like, nobody ever taught you this in school. You don't really hear people talking about it unless it's on a podcast like this or maybe in a book, or, you know, you hear some interview with an Olympic gold medalist and you go, wow, they do that, but that's for Olympic gold medalists. That's not really for me. But it is for you. And so, Chris, like, this almost has to be, and doesn't almost has to be, that has to be a habit just like working out. Like, some of the listeners do work out regularly. And if you don't, you know that you should be, right? You maybe want to. This kind of mental regimen has to be planned and a routine. Like, how do you get people to do that?
It does take some time. Again, almost everyone that comes into my program, they've got these self-limiting beliefs. They've got a pattern of behavior that they've followed for many, many years. Often the reason they're in my program is because their pattern of behavior isn't working anymore. It's time for us to change. So we've got a very regimented 6-month program. We go through 12 life-changing transformational lessons on how to think, act, and behave to get to the next level. And the very first thing that we start with, again, as simple as it sounds, is these little goal cards. Now, they have to be written in a certain way so your subconscious mind accepts that information and starts to change it. But it really is week in, week out, we work together. I give you the exercises, the participant guide, the tasks at hand. And my job is just to hold everybody accountable to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. Because if they do, and when they do, they will need a telescope to look back at how far they've come mentally. And often how far they've come financially, often how far they've come athletically. There's so many spin-off benefits to changing your mindset from the inside out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people lack the clarity around what to do. Like, okay, I've heard about, you know, I can visualize, I can write it down on a card, I can do the definite chief aim from Think and Grow Rich, or, you know, which is similar to my Pathfinder Vision. I mean, there's all of these different things. I think that's what people need, is this thing that I can do every day. And I think that's what you're talking about.
I would just recommend, just as a practical matter, just to do something simple today, write down just one personal goal and just one professional goal. You know, I see people go, I'm going to do my goals. And they spend 12 hours on it. And they've got this long sheet of paper and all these ideas, and none of them get accomplished. A confused mind is not, it's not the best thing for accomplishing goals. So if you can bring simplicity into it and go, all right, one personal goal, I'm just going to lose weight, I'm going to get the best shape, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to stop drinking, whatever that personal goal is, Write it down, read it every day. 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night. Flip the card around and then look at your professional goal. So again, write it on a sticky note. Doesn't matter. Just put it somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. I have one in my car, on my bathroom mirror, on my computer, in my wallet. I keep it everywhere. And sometimes I don't even have to read it. Just by touching it, I go, oh yeah, my goal. I remember I'm supposed to eat healthy, stay lean, build my business, do all those things. So again, as simple as that sounds, if people just did it, they would look back over a period of time and go, wow, I'm in a different place.
I'm going to continue with that line of thought. And this is really talking to the listener. Like in our program, we're doing something very similar. We're breaking down, we're taking, you know, what is the vision for my life? And then we're breaking it down into goals. And then we create what we call micro goals. And the guy who introduced us, Ryan Renfrey, give him a shout out.
Renergy, baby.
Renergy,
baby. Love you, Ryan. That's my dude right there.
That's right. He's the man. And check out his super suit, by the way. Check out the super suit. He's got a really cool business that he's building. But these are my micro goals for the month. The month that right now, these are my current, what we call micro goals. We're right updating them every month, scoring them for the prior month. It's simple. We're taking this concept of this thing that we all know that we should do, that we want to do, and maybe we did it. Maybe like you said, Chris, like you set the goals and then they get put up on a shelf because they're too complicated and you don't know how to follow through on them and you don't have a plan. Like you just got to break this down into a simple habit, simple routines that allows you to repetitively put this stuff, the right content, the right fuel into your mind every day.
Yeah. And I would say secondarily, other than doing that work, the most important thing is having accountability, having somebody like Jim in your corner. I mean, go through his program. A mind is a terrible place to go alone. You need to go with somebody who's been there, done that, understands the procedure, understands what obstacles you're going to run into and how to overcome them. So whether it's myself or Jim or another program, I would recommend getting into a program that's going to hold you accountable. Trying to do this stuff on your own is why you're still doing things on your own that aren't working. I'll give you one statistic. You have a 65% higher chance of accomplishing your goal if you share your goal with just one human being. Here's where it gets wild. You have a 95% chance of hitting your goals if you have regular meetings, weekly or biweekly accountability, and you're discussing those goals ongoing with another individual. You have a 95% chance of succeeding. Now, what's left out of that equation? This is when you try to do it by yourself. And people are like, well, I tried that and it didn't work. That's not for me. No, it really comes back down to the old paradigm. Paradigm's telling, oh no, we don't want to do this. We don't like this. This isn't comfortable. This isn't who we are. It just lies to you over and over to keep you in the box. So best way to break out of the box sometimes is hire somebody just like Jim.
And or Chris, you know, and check out what Chris has as well. And here's the other part of the paradigm that I think a lot of people don't get is they look at people who are successful. They look at the people who are, you know, standing on the top of the podium or building the businesses that they wish they could build or finding success at whatever level. And you think that this person is amazing. And gosh, they just did this all on their own. And they didn't. We know in athletics that people, you have to have a coach, right? For a lot of listeners, you were an athlete at some point in your life. You had a coach and that coach made you better. Even if it was a bad coach, you still had to show up. That coach made you show up at practice every day and you got better just by being there. And then if you have an average coach or even a great coach, certainly your success is going to grow exponentially. Tom Brady had a quarterback coach. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady knew how to throw a football. Tom Brady had a strength and conditioning coach. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady knew how to bench press and knew what lifts to do. But when you have that person outside of you who's holding you accountable, asking you the hard questions, helping you think about what the next steps are, you just get better. I talk to a lot of people, Chris, and I'm sure you do too, who feel like they should be able to do it on their own. I've got, and I know you do as well, like, I've got multiple seven-figure earners in my coaching program who have been with us for years, and they're probably going to be with us for life. And then there are others who want to be seven-figure earners who say, yeah, I'm pretty good. I don't need coaching. I'm not where I want to be, but I don't really need it. I can kind of go it alone. I mean, what do you say to that guy?
Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. That's one of my favorite quotes by Helen Keller. Now, that's the way I'm wired. My DNA, I love people. I want to be around people. I could tell you're the same way. But a lot of people, they just, you know what, again, it goes back to some of the self-limiting beliefs they have around, often it's money. They're like, well, I don't want to separate money for some other guy my age to tell me what to do. Okay, well then keep floundering for the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And I've actually had conversations with people where they're like, yeah, I've been struggling for 5 years. I'm like, okay, well, why don't you jump into the program and let's get you unstuck. Well, I don't know if I'm ready for all that. I'm like, okay, well, call me in another 5 years when it's still not working. I'm not trying to challenge them necessarily, but I do understand how strong the paradigm can become and how it can limit us and hold us back. And unless you've got a really strong coach with the know-how and the understanding, you're not going to be able to break free by yourself. Keep trying, but I couldn't break free by myself. You and I have a good friend, Michael Chandler, in common. I think you've interviewed Michael Chandler. He's a top five UFC fighter. He's just about to fight Charles Oliveira here coming up in New York. And I'll never forget the time. I've been his mentor for 13 years now. I remember him calling me and him so frustrated. And I'm like, what are you upset about? He's like, well, I'm the champion now. And I lost a couple rounds today when I was sparring, and he was throwing his gloves and getting upset. And he's all frustrated with himself. And I remember asking him a question that changed the trajectory of his athletic career. I said, Michael, I said, are you after success or perfection? And he went, I'm not sure how to answer that. I said, think about it. I said, do you want to be successful or do you want to be perfect? And finally, he goes, well, I want to be successful. I said, then why don't you focus on what you've done that's been successful instead of focusing on what you did that was imperfect? That one conversation, and by the way, his coaches were calling me and they were like, I don't know what you did, but you changed Chandler. Because he went out the next day and he was having fun. He was loose. He was in flow state. He was operating from a different mindset. Again, those conversations don't happen in a vacuum. You need somebody in your corner, literally and figuratively, I suppose, to say, hey, man, let's challenge that thought. Let's challenge your behavior. Let's look at where you're at and what we can do to make it better. But we need each other to do that.
Yeah. And listen, for the listener, we're not, Chris isn't pitching his program. I'm not pitching my program. We're saying, get that person in your corner and you will just do better. That's just how we work as humans. You know, if it's in your marriage, you know, find a marriage therapist. If it's in your health and fitness, find a personal trainer, whatever it might be, but get that person or those people. I think, you know, I have a team of people, and I think Chris probably does too, and people who help you. So Chris, I feel like another big sticking point for a lot of people is clarity, starting with like, I don't know what I want though, Jim. I don't know what I want, Chris. I'm not happy in my job, or I've built this business, but I'm not sure where I want it to go or what I want my life to look like. Do you find that to be a sticking point for people?
I think one of the most important questions any human being can ever ask of themselves is, what do I really, really want? Most of us know, but it's shoved so deep down inside that it does take maybe some coaching or some, at least some heavy consideration to figure out, what is it that I really, really want? And some people are chasing a dream that they don't even want.
Yeah, because they see it on social media, or the mass media tells them that that's what they should want, or that's because something that's parked in their neighbor's driveway, as opposed to what they actually want.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll go back to, since we're on the topic of Michael Chandler, I remember another conversation I had with him. This will sum it up perfectly. I had a conversation with him and I said, hey man, you're a really good wrestler, fighter. This is like 13 years ago. I'm like, what do you want? What do you want for your life? Oh, I don't know. My mom and dad, they think I should be a wrestling coach. I said, great. I said, that's good. But what do you want? He said, well, you know, my brother and my family and friends and everybody, they think I should be a wrestling coach. And I said, Michael, listen, man, I said, I've asked you twice now. I said, I'm only going to ask you one more time. I said, what do you really, really want? He got like frustrated. I could see visually, physically, he was frustrated because he knew what he wanted, but it was hard for him to say. And then finally, after a couple minutes of silence, he said, basically in a nutshell, he said, man, I want to be one of the best UFC fighters in the world, and I want to be rich and famous with it. In a nutshell, that's what he said. It was a longer conversation than that, but I'm trying to sum it up for the audience.
Yeah. You got to have that clarity. You got to have somebody pull that out of you. And that's what you did for him. And it changed his life.
It literally did. He said, he told me not too long ago, he said, Chris, he said, I was living so small when I met you. small-minded, small guy from a small town. He said, this is very, very challenging to think big when I've been conditioned to think so small. Well, thank goodness we helped break that thought pattern because, you know, here he is impacting literally millions of lives. His message is so powerful. He's a man of faith. He's just, he's so open. He's so honest. He's got so much integrity. We need to thank Michael Chandler for making that decision to better himself because we all benefit from him, you know, the people that are fans and love Michael.
And as for the listener too, like there are people in your environment who you're a part of their environment of excellence. And so when you make that decision to up your game, to maximize your potential, to live your true self and your true dream, you're going to be better and everybody else around you is going to be better as well.
You're raising all the boats at the same time. It's actually one of the most selfish things that we can do is not strive to become the best version of ourselves. And, you know, often I like to have that clarity between what's the worst version of myself? Okay, well, back when I grew up in Canada, I could have just stayed there, drank beer all day, ate a lot of donuts, watched hockey. You know, that was the culture back in Canada, at least where I lived. But I made a decision. No, what's the best version of myself? And you should look at both. You know, what's the worst and what's the best? And then where am I? So the best version of ourselves, once we hit that, that's when we can have maximum impact on other people. And I really do believe that's the whole idea of life. At least that's my philosophy. I heard Zig Ziglar say from the stage, you can have everything you want as long as you'll help enough other people get what they want out of life. And when we can get past ourselves, make ourselves the best version we can, and then get past ourselves and start helping other people, that's where life gets fun. It gets interesting and it's rewarding.
So you've mentioned Zig Ziglar a couple of times, and I know you're a student of Bob Proctor as well. You know, these are guys who believed in sort of a spiritual and maybe even metaphysical aspect to success. What is your belief around that? Do you believe there's a spiritual element or a metaphysical element to success?
Thank you for that question. I'm still working on this answer. I don't think there's a final destination where you can go, okay, I got it all figured out now. I'm a work in progress. I'm just trying to understand myself spiritually and whatnot. But I believe in God. I'm a man of faith. You know, I've been a Christian for 30 years now, but I also believe in science. And there's some unbelievably convincing, settled science out there on the power of our thoughts. And by the way, that goes not only from the science side, but also back into the religious side. Whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or what have you, they all agree on one thing, which is pretty hard to do in religion. They all agree that our thoughts become things in one way, shape, or another. The way they say it might be different. But ideally, what they're saying is your thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts are important. Your thoughts are what's going to guide your life. So I believe in both. I believe there's quantum mechanics and metaphysics that I've studied. It's really hard to deny that. I mean, just think about this from a common sense point of view, Jim. You take two young boys, two 10-year-old football players. One's got an unbelievably negative mindset, outlook on life, doesn't like himself, doesn't like people. You take the other 10-year-old and he's full of positivity and excitement and love and curiosity and he just can't wait to go out there and perform. Now, what if both of those had exactly the same talent? Who's going to win?
Yeah. Who are you betting on? Right.
Yeah. I'm betting on the kid with a phenomenal attitude. I'm betting on the kid that's excited about life. I'm betting on the kid that's operating at what we call a higher vibration, a higher emotional vibration. That word used to scare me, by the way. Ooh, vibration. That sounds very Californian surfing. Yeah. Hey, bro, I'm vibing, bro. Right.
But you can feel that. I mean, you can feel it. For the listener, if you were to pause this episode just for a moment, make sure you come back because we've got some good stuff that we're going to wrap up here with. But pause it. And if you were to simply imagine, just imagine that your greatest dreams have come true. If you were just to truly imagine you're driving down the road or you're on the treadmill or working out, whatever you're doing right now, if you were just to imagine you were currently in that version of your life, you will feel this different vibration, this different energy. You will feel it some way inside of you. It may feel like a tingle. It may feel like a, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but you will feel that. And it might be fleeting, but that is this different vibration this different energy that Chris is talking about. Like you can feel it instantly.
I love that. And I feel it now. This is I'm all pumped up in this conversation because we're on the same page. And something else you mentioned that's unbelievably important. Most of us are shooting for something that right now is unseen. We have hopes and we have dreams and we have goals. And those are unseen, unmaterialized ideas. Then there's the seen. Okay, it's happened. The bridge between the seen and the unseen is imagination. You mentioned that. And too often, if we don't have a way to imagine or a system of imagining, so to speak, well, then we just stay in the unseen. But if we can bridge the gap with the imagination and then hold it in our mind long enough and strong enough, it will come to pass. It's just going to take some time. But too often, I think, especially us older guys, you know, we shut off the imagination and we're just like, oh, it's just dollars and cents and ones and zeros. And it's so simple to try to logic our way through life. But goodness, imagination is one of the greatest gifts that we've ever been given.
Yeah. I mean, if you really apply logic, then, you know, for Michael Chandler to become one of the best in the world, it's like, logically, that's not going to happen. But it did happen because there was this belief, this faith that was placed in it. And I do believe there's an overlap between faith. I'm a Christian and a believer like yourself. And I believe in everything else on the metaphysical side. And I think there's just an overlap there. I think they're one and the same. And I think we'll find out a lot after we go to the other side. And I think a lot of those answers will be finally answered. So,
and I'll just finish off with one thing. The other reason I believe in all of these things so much is, you know, I'm 55 years old now. I've seen the evidence of reprogramming my mind. I've seen the evidence of having belief. I've seen the evidence of imagining a different world for myself and my family and my friends. There's too much evidence in my own experience to say, oh, all that metaphysical stuff doesn't matter. No, no, no. I focused on what I wanted and it came to pass over and over and over again. Did I work for it? Sure, I worked for it. But it really is that internal belief. It's operating from the inside out, not the outside in. And I think that's the biggest mistake that so many people make is they're operating from the outside. They're looking at their crappy bank account, crappy job, their terrible diet, and that's what they're focused on. And their mentality and their emotional vibration reflects it. If we can get people start operating from the inside out, using their imagination, using their will, using perception skills to change the way they perceive the world around them, all of a sudden they can flourish. Man, I love this conversation, Jim. We could probably do a 3-hour Joe Rogan podcast.
Absolutely. Well, that might be, we might have you back on and go deeper in a couple different directions because we've gotten so much out of this and I want the listener to walk away with something concrete and actionable. So Chris, what's one action you could recommend for the listener to take in the next, let's say 24 to 48 hours to start applying some of this stuff that you've been talking about here today?
I mean, really good question. I would say two things. Write down one personal goal and one professional goal. And when you write those down, think about them in this manner. What personal goal could I set that would change my life the most? You know, again, maybe you're overweight, maybe you're smoking, maybe you're drinking, maybe you're doing those habitual things that you want to stop. So write down the goal or the habit that you could change that would change your life the most. Then also write down a professional goal and say, what professional goal, you know, what business would I like to start or what type of person would I like to become? And once you write that down and you repeat it to yourself over and over again, it's going to make a massive difference for your future. The second thing, and this is even more actionable than that, write down one personal, one professional goal and figure out what that is and start marching towards it. One of the biggest keys to success, not just for myself, but so many other people that I've worked with, is consistency. So I've got a little task that I do called my top five. The night before I go to bed, I write down, what are the top five things that I want to accomplish tomorrow? And I try to make those what I call needle mover priorities. If I did this, will it make tomorrow better and the day after better and the week after better? So if we can just get our top five priorities done per day, five things, you know, maybe it's, I got to go work out and I'm going to return all these phone calls and get a proposal out or whatever it is. You write those out and do five a day. Well, that turns into 25 a week. Those 25 a week turn into 100 a month. those 100 priorities a month turn into 1,200 priorities a year. It is impossible. Listen to me, folks. It is impossible for your life not to change for the better if you're simply taking 5 priorities a day seriously. Even if you only end up with half of them, that's still 600 priorities you accomplished in a year. Think about that.
Simple
stuff.
Going back to what Chris started, it said in the beginning, you've got to make this simple for yourself to do. And for the longtime listeners, you know that it requires one thing, one habit that I've always talked about, and that is the pause. Like, you have to stop. You have to get off the treadmill of life. Chris isn't talking about, this idea of writing down the 5 things. It's not doing the exercises. It's not making the phone calls. It's not whatever it is you're trying to achieve. It is hitting the pause button, thinking, asking the right questions, gaining clarity before you so that you can execute. And we call this the productive pause, Chris. And the definition of a productive pause is it's a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. And so—
Can I steal that from you, Jim? I like that. The productive pause.
Productive pause. That is the secret here. That is what we can take from Chris and say, okay, we've learned from him. Now I have to hit the pause button. What can I take from Chris? What can I learn from Chris? And so, Chris, why don't you share with us where we can find you, follow you, et cetera?
Probably the easiest thing and the most value I can give to anyone who's listening right now is if you go to quantumleapmindset.com, I've got a very short little mini course, talk to you a little bit further about some of the things that we've discussed today. So feel free to take that and just follow me at Coach Chris Patterson. I'm on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all of those things. So yeah, either at Coach Chris Patterson or just go to quantumleapmindset.com.
Excellent. And for the listener, as always, I'll have all those links right in the action plan. If you already grabbed the action plans from me before, it's going to land in your inbox on Monday mornings. If you haven't, go to jimharshawjr.com/action. We'll have all of Chris's links. We'll have the links to both of the Michael Chandler interviews in there. I have the link to the Pathfinder Vision, all the stuff that we talked about today. It's all going to be right there. So go ahead and grab that. So Chris, thanks so much for making time to come on the show.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it thoroughly, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise.